Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Kevin Nealon from Saturday Night Live, CBS Men with a Plan, Weeds, on the phone with us. Kevin, good to have you on the show.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
It's going well.
Good, thank you. Well, it's good to speak to you. Hey, why is Weeds running so much just recently? I just saw like an endless marathon over Thanksgiving. It was great because I haven't seen it in a few years, but why did they decide really? Just to run a marathon now?
What is it running a marathon on? What network?
Showtime.
Oh, interesting.
They ran so much. Maybe all last week.
You better get paid.
You know, what's interesting is a lot of people are just discovering the show. They've never seen it, and they're finding it, and they're binge-watching it. So that's why.
That show was so great.
That's a great binge.
And your character was so great. That's, you know what, it was great? Because you never knew where it was going to turn.
You're right.
And it was very well written, and it was smart, and it was hilarious, and who doesn't like weed? You know?
And I like those shows that have the cliffhanger endings, you know? You're not sure what's going to happen.
Right.
That's the best part about binge-watching, though. You go right to the next episode.
Yeah.
The best.
Hey, Kevin,
Sometimes if I can't find a good show, I'll just find a binge and I'll watch it.
What do you... Kevin's coming in for five. He's headlining five shows at Caroline's on Broadway.
Yeah, that's fun.
Starting...
Thursday night
and going through Saturday the 2nd. So if you want to go check out Kevin Nealon, I got a question for you that goes back to Saturday Night Live. Anytime we've ever had anybody on the show, they describe their experience very differently. Some of them absolutely love the time, and some of them will explain it as complete torture because of the pressure. And you did update. What was your experience there?
Well, mine was sheer joy. I loved doing the show. It was exciting. It was a challenge. And it was never a dull moment. You know, every week it was that challenge to come up with sketches or jokes or whatever. And, you know, to meet the host and to work with the musical acts. And, you know, I got to work with some of my idols growing up, you know. And so for me, it was just a pleasurable experience.
Did you ever go into a weekend where the whole time you're like, oh, this week's show is going to suck? Like, did you ever feel, you had to, right? They can't all be.
Some weaker than others,
You know, when I first met Chevy, he said that people don't realize the original show, you know, they always thought they were great episodes and stuff. He said that we had like one out of three shows was good.
Mm. That's true.
And
of course you get these random sketches that are good, you know, but, you know, overall. Maybe the show's not that good.
But the general audience, they're not as in tune or honestly as smart as the people who are doing the writing. So he may have felt like one out of three were good. But I bet you the audience didn't even know the difference. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do know what you're saying. You know, that show had a lot of different levels to it. I remember doing that show and coming off of a sketch where you don't get a chance to redo it again. And I remember leaving the scene and, you know, the set and going, oh, man, I could have done that so much better. But that's it. You got to let it go, man. You move on.
Did you write all your Weekend Update stuff?
I wrote some of it. You know, I also hired writers to fax me in jokes from, you know, wherever. And I paid them $50 each for the first year or so.
Did you really?
And then they hired me a writer, yeah. Because nobody really wanted to write Weekend Update jokes because it didn't get the... You know, it didn't get the acclaim that a sketch would have, or a character came up with that, you know. So they tried to entice people to write on Weekend Update. They put out a buffet, on the 17th floor on Saturday, and made up in the morning, and try to get people to come up. And, you know, they had newspapers out there and AP photos because there was no Google at the time. And some people would come up and they'd just have breakfast and read the paper. You know, other people would come up and they'd, you know, write jokes.
They'd riff stuff. But there's nothing to be gained, I guess, from a great joke on Weekend Update because it kind of just flies through the air and it's done and that's it.
Yeah.
It doesn't live on.
Yeah.
Like a sketch. Right. I never thought of it like that, but that's a good point.
Did you find it difficult to get, like, when your run, how many years were you there?
I was there for 9 seasons.
When it was over, did you find it difficult to get out of that not so much role because it was a sketch comedy, but did you find it difficult to get out of that and move into movies and television or whatever, or did it just happen right away?
You know, someone that stayed with me for a while, you know, I would think of something topical and think, oh, I wish I had a chance to do this on SNL, but I didn't have that outlet anymore. So in that respect, yeah, it was a little frustrating. But overall, I was ready to go. You know, I loved my time there, and I, you know, was grateful for it, but I was just too complacent there, and I was basically, I was out of ideas, you know, and they'd seen all my tricks, and I had a sitcom offered to me that I went to, and I was ready to go, yeah.
We're talking to Kevin Nealon, who, of course, you know from Saturday Night Live and now Man with a Plan. You come off like, Kevin, like what we see on TV and in movies is you. Are we seeing, like, kind of who you are, like when you're regular Kevin Nealon with your family, that kind of thing? Is this kind of just translates?
Not really. I mean, that's part of me.
Yeah.
It seems like the characters I play are kind of lazy and
Well, I wouldn't go that far.
So what you're saying is you're...
I meant it as a total compliment, actually.
So what you're saying is you're an amazing actor.
Yeah. You just seem very grounded in real life, and it feels like it comes through in your roles. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I hear you. I am pretty grounded, but I think, you know, most actors that we see, because I've met a lot of actors over the years, and I know them in real life, and I see them on the screen, and there's, you know, a big part of them, I'd say maybe 80%, 82% maybe, is them, is their regular persona.
Huh.
Did it take a while to call yourself an actor?
I was, you know, it's funny you should ask that, because I was always embarrassed that I would call myself an actor, because I started off doing stand-up comedy.
Right.
And I was a comedian. And so now when I see an actor, Kevin Nealon, I think, oh, that's
right.
Not really true.
You question if you do deserve the title.
That's not really true.
It's like knighthood.
Yeah, right? Sir Kevin Nealon. Do you know what it is? Because, like, there's something cool about saying you do stand-up. And an actor kind of tells me a lot of times, I work part-time at a restaurant and go on auditions.
Unless you're already famous.
I think it's interesting that they're also calling terrorist actors now.
Bad actors. That's right.
Have you seen that, though?
Yes.
In the papers and stuff. They call them the actor, you know, was spotted at the airport.
Yep, there's several bad actors
who took place.
Yes. That's what they call, like, bad people now, bad guys, bad actors.
I'm glad they're not calling them stand-up comics.
Right. Why are they calling them? What the hell is that?
I don't know. It's a weird law enforcement phrase.
They're acting on an impulse, I guess.
Maybe.
Yeah. You know.
That's awful. I mean, that's awful. You know, Roger and I were talking before. Did you see this thing now where people have got their panties in a bunch because they hung mistletoe in the White House? Did you see this one?
No, I didn't see that.
Dude, yeah, it just came out.
Yesterday they did a tour for the press for the White House for the Christmas decorations and all that stuff, and they hung mistletoe. And someone from CNN reported that, like, oh, this is a new addition to the, to the holiday setup, something along those lines. And people are like, do you really think that's a poor decision hanging mistletoe with all these sexual assault allegations going on? I'm like, oh, my
friend. Well, it is really kind of getting to that point now. You know, what constitutes sexual harassment, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's dangerous.
If you have eye contact too long, or if you don't let go of the handshake soon enough.
Take a staff photo, your arms around a female. Is it wrong to do that?
I mean, I'm exaggerating, but, you know, it,
you're close.
You know, I'm glad all this is coming to light for women because, you know, there's no room for inappropriate behavior with them. But, you know, it is kind of funny that he would point out the mistletoe in the White House.
Were you at SNL with Franken?
I was.
What do you think of that situation? I don't even know what you would say about it. It's so weird.
Well, I've known Al for a long time. You know, I think he's a great senator. You know, he's a very effective senator from Minnesota. And it's unfortunate, and, you know, I'm disappointed that this has happened. But, you know, he's apologized for it, and, you know, he's even invited and welcomed the ethics committee to investigate him. And,
he just
wants to move on and get back to work. I mean, it's certainly on no level that Roy Moore is.
That's true. Yeah. The one that got me was Louis C.K. And you know what? The thing with Louis was, because he got out in front of it so fast, I honestly thought he was going to get a pass. I really did. I thought he was going to be like the Andy Pettit. You remember how Andy Pettit got busted for using PEDs? He was the pitcher for the Yankees. And he just came out right away. Like, I just needed to get over an injury, and I tried it that one site, that one time, and then I knew I was wrong. And then everybody, oh, it's just Andy, we forgive him, and that kind of thing. Louis got out in front of it so quickly and just admitted to everything and felt like a horrible human being, and I honestly thought he was going to get a pass. And
he didn't apologize right away. He called the lady.
He got out on it right away. And then I woke up the next morning and found out everything he loved was taken away from him. Every show he had.
Well, he was being pretty weird.
He had an executive producer credit on, like, all that stuff. Yeah. Everything he was in the middle, they just took it all away. And I'm like, all he did was whack it.
First of all, I didn't know he worked with props. I did not know.
This is a time where I'm sure, Kevin, you're very happy to be a quote-unquote regular guy, right? You know, nobody's expecting a story out of you or whatever, you know?
Yeah, I guess you know you've made it maybe sometimes when people come after you, but no, that's not true. But, it's a touchy subject to talk about because, you know, women do reserve that respect. And
Sure.
And it's all kind of come to that moment now in history where, you know, you can't get away with that kind of behavior anymore.
Hey, we're talking to Kevin Nealon. How come you've done so many movies with Adam Sandler? Are you guys personal friends outside of the business, or is it just you work well together? Well, how come?
Well, I have some information on him. So
he keeps hiring you.
Yeah. No, you know, Adam is that kind of guy. You know, I asked him that once. In fact, I have a little show called Hiking with Kevin. It's on YouTube. I'm Kevin Nealon Comedy. And I interview a different guest each week. You know, we go for like a little hike in the canyons in L.A.,
Awesome.
Adam was on, and I said, "You're always so loyal to all your guys that you work with. Why is that? I mean, is it out of guilt?" He goes, "No, I just, you know, I work well with certain people, and it's fun to have certain people on, you know, but we hang out and we have fun and we just kind of enjoy it." And I mentioned to him that, you know, I watched some of these Charlie Chaplin movies growing up, and he used a lot of the same people too. You know, I guess you're comfortable working with certain people.
Yeah. So it sounds like
so Adam Sandler, Charlie Chaplin parallel there. Same class.
For hiring, yeah.
You know, it sounds like this hiking with Kevin Nealon is kind of like, you know, comedians in cars getting coffee, you know?
It's called Hiking with Kevin. And the only respect that it's like that is it's not in a studio.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's outside, and we're not getting coffee.
But
they're walking, not driving.
But you're with comedians talking about being comedians that and life.
Yeah,
and
it's, it's not just comedians, though. It's everybody. I've done it with Brad Paisley and Robert Kennedy Jr.
Oh, cool.
I've done it. Chelsea Handler was just on, Conan O'Brien. I like the diversity of it, you know, I want to get more musicians on there and athletes, you know.
Yeah, that's good.
Does being around other comedians get your creative juices going?
Oh, yeah, totally. I love being around comedians, and I think that's such an integral part of being creative and stand-up in that mix, because, you know, you can't do everything alone. You know, you can't sit in a room and just write and come up with stuff.
I always found...
Yeah, you feed off the other people, I guess.
I always found it so interesting, because there's definitely a camaraderie around comedians, because we have, friends that we've been doing our morning show for 18 years, so we've become friends with a bunch of guys. There's a camaraderie there, but yet it's so competitive, you know, because everybody's looking to get that big break.
You know, everybody talks crap about everybody. I mean, it has to be.
You think? I don't know, man.
And that's what I was wondering, Kevin. If you said you like hanging around with comedians, but isn't it also like a very dysfunctional group? And sometimes can it be annoying to hang out with comedians or no?
I mean, it's like any other job that you have the dysfunctional people in it, you know, but with comedians, there's so many comedians now and there's so many smart, brilliant, you know, well-balanced comedians out there now. It's not like that anymore where everybody's kind of neurotic and dysfunctional.
Right, depressed.
Out there, that's for sure.
Yeah.
So Kevin Nealon's on this new show with Matt LeBlanc. Well, it's not a new show. It's in the second season, right? Man with a Plan?
That's correct. Yeah.
You kind of...
got picked up for a full second season, so we're excited about that.
You kind of have like a hit on your hands.
Oh, I hope so, man. I think it's a really great show. It's a traditional sitcom show, And we're hoping people, you know, come to it and find it and enjoy it like everybody else is.
You got a great lead in, you know, with the Kevin James show.
Yeah. It's a challenge, too, because I think we're up against The Voice and Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah, that's a tough choice, yeah.
But that won't be on the whole season.
How's it working with Matt LeBlanc? Is he, can he ever get out of that pigeonhole being Joey to the thing? Like,
yeah.
You know, it's tough, I'm sure.
Well, this guy's got three shows going on at once. Mm. You know, he's got Man with a Plan. He's got episodes on Showtime.
Right.
And then he does this show. He flies to London back and forth. He does Top Gear in London.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, I had no idea.
That's a big-time show.
I had no idea he was doing that.
But this guy is amazing. He's such a perfectionist, and he knows all the ins and outs about sitcoms and characters and story and structure. And, you know, he'll be in a scene and he'll know if something's not working, you know, and he'll say, you know, we need to fix this or whatever. And of course he could squeeze a laugh, so many laughs out of one joke, you know, with his expressions and his timing.
You know, if the show does become a hit and they did pick you up for a second season, it's going to bring a certain amount of renewed fame and more people knowing who you are. How do you, are you cool with fame or do you want to just be left alone?
I've never really had it bad. You know, I've kind of got a comfortable level of fame where, you know, some people recognize me, some don't, you know, I have an eclectic group. You know, when I do stand-up comedy, the audience that comes is so diverse. You know, I have people that are fans from SNL when I was on there, so they're a little bit older.
Right.
And I have, you know, the Weeds fans.
Yeah.
You know? And then I have people from Man with a Plan. And then, you know, I used to do a lot of Ellen shows where I would do field pieces for her. So I have, like, a lot of, like, you know, women that, like, and you know, want to see me and stuff. So
that is a weird mix.
Yeah. So that's don't think this is going to really catapult me into another, you know, level where I won't be able to stand it.
Do you ever use it to, like, your advantage? Would you, like, hop the line to TSA to go to the airport, or will you take the free meal?
No, I hate that. I hate doing that stuff. I get embarrassed if I do
See?
That. I just signed up for Clear. You know that, like a free
Yeah, is that good?
Thing?
Yeah, you know, I have the TSA.
Why would you need
a rent? I have, what is Clear?
That's what I've been saying the whole time. I said, why do I need Clear if I have free TSA or global entry?
Me too.
And they said, well, what happens if we bring you to the front of the line, of the TSA line, pre-TSA? You don't have to wait in that line.
And, for another $100.
Like $89 for the year or something.
That's
and
great.
I said, well, I'll try it free for a month if they offer you. And I tried it. They fingerprint you. And the other day I went to LAX and I did my fingerprint. Mm-hmm. They showed my license. And they escorted me to the front of the line. And my biggest fear, you know, one woman goes, hey, this is not the you have to wait your turn. You know, and I'm, like, embarrassed.
No, I don't, bitch. I'm Clear.
Yeah, but the guy walks you up there with the Clear badge on, and they take your bag, and they get you right in front of everybody.
Yeah, it's embarrassing. I can see that.
Hell no. Airport, I would pay for that $89. I would do it again. And you know what gets me about it? This is
But he's
why,
Kevin Nealon. He's, you know, if you're just you and me, nobody knows who we are, but they know who he is. Like,
right.
Look at that Kevin Nealon getting the star treatment.
But this is where I think the whole thing
is
a scam. Because I went out and did the TSA pre-check thing. Like, you know, they do the background check. They do your fingerprints.
Yeah.
They do all that stuff. Now, we do a show. So we do a morning show on Long Island, but we also do a talk show down in Tampa.
So we fly a lot.
Right. So we're flying back and forth. And if I book the reservations for myself, Roger, and our producer, Brett, they all get TSA pre-check as well. So they're basically on my coattails to go through it. But meanwhile, they have no background check. So if Brett is a terrorist, actor.
Yeah, bad actor, yeah.
You know, and decides to do something stupid.
He's on your badge.
He's taking me down with him.
Yeah, I noticed that. They do give that leeway to some people.
Yeah, you know why? They said they're just promoting it. That's what they're doing. They're letting us experience it so that we buy it and get it done.
Well,
that's why they do it.
I want them to take that away, to be honest with you.
It's really the government's way of, you know, getting everybody's background check done.
Yeah, we're paying them to do our background check.
Pretty much.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got us. They got us in a good way. Hey, Kevin, it was great to talk to you for a few minutes, and congratulations on making the run with Carolines and everything else you have going on for however long. It's been forever that you've been killing it. And it's great to be able to talk to you for a few minutes, really.
Very cool.
It was nice to talk to the real Doug Wilson.
Right.
Awesome.
Legendary.
Yes, legendary, yes.
And listen, be the bull.
Be the bull.
Just focus. Just focus on it. Just visualize the ball going into the hole. That's its home.
Harness the good. Harness the good.
All right.
Love it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kevin.
Okay, you guys.
See
you. Nice talking to you. Thank you.
Same. Bye-bye. Kevin Nealon. Saturday Night Live, Man with a Plan, Weeds, and a lot more. Good guy. We're Roger and JP. It's 102.5 The Bone, Real Raw Radio. Oh, 2 minutes to man.
Roger and JP on 102.5 The Bone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.